MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. We hope you've marked your calendar for September 10th and 11th. Those are the dates for eBay's 20th anniversary celebration, featuring education, networking, news, and the chance to celebrate the occasion with your fellow sellers. Here now to give us a sneak preview of what's in store at the We Are 20 event is Christine Demos, eBay Senior Manager for Seller Trust. Christy, could you please give us some hints about what we can look forward to at the event?
Hey, Griff. Yeah, of course. Good to be on with you and hear from everyone. So we are so excited for the event, like Griff said, coming up on September 10th and 11th. If for sellers who are able to attend the event, you'll get to hear a keynote from Devin where he talks about, our renewed focus on you, our sellers. And then also you'll get to hear from a lot of the execs. And a lot of the VPs and senior VPs who've been leading a lot of the great changes we have coming up that we're bringing out this fall. And then you'll also have a chance to attend a variety of workshops. In fact, I'm so excited. I'll be actually leading one of the workshops where I'm going to talk about seller standards. And I'm going to talk about some changes that we're going to look into, that we're going to be delivering, where we want to continue to improve on the journey of relying less on subjective buyer inputs and more on objective metrics. So if you're able to come, you can come and you'll get a chance to interact with all the execs. You'll get to interact with myself and other people who will be leading the workshops, and you'll be able to ask all of your questions and get support right there on site. And then also hopefully have a lot of fun as we celebrate, obviously, the 20th anniversary and just really all being together to celebrate that great milestone.
So tell us about the fun.
Oh, yes, of course. So on Thursday night, there'll be a big celebration where we'll have kind of, for anyone who's been, to eBay stuff before, we'll have a lot of fun where, again, the execs and the eBay employees will be there, so you can chat with them, you can socialize with them, you can ask them questions, and then I'm sure we'll have good drinks and food and everything like that. So it'll be such a great opportunity. I'm sure, I think I've been on the radio quite a few times, and I've heard from lots of the callers before, and would be so excited to get to meet people in person and put, face to a name and stuff. So that'll be really fun. And then, of course, from a business perspective, I really think the workshops and then the lunch and the networking will really be fun as well. Like I said, you will be there with me in a setting to learn the details that you need to know about the standards changes. And then also there'll be sessions on returns and tools and merchandising. And then there'll also be, again, opportunities throughout the entire 2 days to network and talk with the different execs who are really making these great changes and giving us this renewed focus on our sellers.
So, Christine, when are you going? Is it Christy or Christine?
Either or, it's totally good. I think my official name is Christine, but I go by Christy, but I'm totally good with both.
Okay, so I like Christy. It's cute. So, Christy, when is yours? Do we have the schedule yet as to who's speaking when?
Yeah, great question. So there's a high-level agenda on the web now. So hopefully you've all seen the emails, kind of We Are 20. But there's a page out there right now that it's you might see it in the banner on your homepage, or hopefully you've gotten an email. But if not, if you Google eBay We Are 20, you should be able to get to the event. And then throughout the FAQs, you'll be able to see an overview. You'll be able to see the high-level agenda. So it talks about the keynote with Devin, and then it mentions dialogue with sellers and eBay leaders. And this is where the VPs will, be giving an overview of some of the just stuff that's changing. And then on Friday is where there'll be times to attend the workshops, where we'll dig into the details and answer your specific concerns and questions that you might have about the changes.
So what time is yours on Seller Standards?
Yeah, great question. So I will be, and I think I'm doing a couple. So on Friday, I have one at 10 a.m. and then another one at 1:45. And I think, we're still finalizing all the details, but there may even be a couple layered within there. So you'll have a chance to attend as much as you'd like.
So the one at 10 a.m. is going to be Seller Standards?
So, yeah, so what we'll do is what we've done in the past is we'll have kind of, it's almost like, I'm trying to think of what to compare it to. Can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I think we'll have a couple. Like, we'll have them running it multiple times, and then we'll just break up the seller so you can go to multiple ones. So I'll probably actually be running them throughout the whole day so that we keep the audiences fairly small so that you do get that chance to interact directly with me and the other presenters and ask us all the questions you need so that it's not such a large setting that you won't have the chance to interact with us. So I think our plan, we're still, you know, finalizing everything, but our plan is to run the workshops throughout the day multiple times, and so you'll have various opportunities to attend those.
So if you see, so you're going to have them side by side, so that there will
yep,
be...
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so when you do yours at 10, there'll be other ones going on at 10 as well.
Exactly, exactly. Yep, that's our plan.
Different tracks, in other words.
Yep, exactly, different tracks. That's a great way of thinking of it. Perfect.
Okay. Great. Well, listen, everyone's so excited. We're getting lots of excitement from our listeners.
In San Jose, we are 20.
We are 20. Oh. Dum, da, dum, 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 dum.
I mean, and our team is excited. We're just having a good time with it. And any other things you want to bring up to us today?
Nope, I think that's great. I just want to again incent like how much I would love to meet everyone in person. And you know, if we've met or talked before, like I would just so look forward. And I know also, you know, that the execs and the VPs and the team are also so excited to meet with our sellers. And again, just, you know, again with this, we want the sellers to know that this event is really for you. It's a celebration for you, and it's also intended to be a great opportunity to learn and network and understand, you know, all the great things that we have coming up. So
well, you know.
We hope you can make it.
Our sellers are smart people, and they know that along about September or so, we have seller updates usually. Are we going to be, if those of us who go, going to be caught up? Are we going to learn some things in advance there? Or?
Ooh, good question. Yeah. So as always, we're still finalizing all the details so we can make sure everything is as specific and crisp, but we definitely plan to talk about changes at the event. As far as like when they'll be public to all, that's still, you know, we're still trying to finalize all those details, but definitely, I mean, the great thing about, regardless of if, you know, it's announced around that same time or slightly before or after, the great thing is, you know, we'll do board chats and all that like we always do. Like you said, we know that seller update often comes in the fall, but the great thing is, like, you'll be right there if you're able to attend and, like, ask us those questions in person, which will be so awesome. We definitely will be hearing about some of the things we're improving and making better for sellers. And, like I said, I'll be focused on standards, where I'm so excited to meet with everyone and talk about the journey to you know, move from that subjective information to more objective metrics. So just super, super excited about it.
Christy, thank you so much. And I understand you guys are going to be coming back on from time to time.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to come on and just check in if people have questions. And as we have more very specific details about the agenda, we'll be happy to share those and stuff. But yeah, so we'll keep checking in and keep reminding folks and seeing if people can figure out their schedule so we can see them, because we would sure love to see everyone.
Yes, because here the team at eBay Radio likes to call ourselves the heartbeat of the eBay seller community.
Well,
yes, I agree. That's great.
If the shoe fits.
Wear it. You got it, baby.
That's right.
Christy, thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for letting me come on. It's so great chatting with you guys, and look forward to seeing you all soon.
So if you go to ebay.com/weare20, you'll find out all the stuff you need to know.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Christy. Oh, well, they're all excited. You know they are, with all that planning and everything. They must be going kind of crazy right now.
Well, there's a pretty competent team of people working on this, so
oh, yes.
I think it's all come together. Hey, given the fact that it was very late in the day that it
right.
finally, you know, was the,
I'm impressed.
The go-ahead.
Exactly. You know what time it is now? It's time for our research report with Matt Broussard. We haven't heard from him in such a long time. Brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Hello, Matt. Take it away.
Well, summer can be a slow season for many eBay sellers. That is, unless you carry men's or women's sunglasses. That's right. Sunglasses are among the categories that peak during the summer. Shoppers spend over $120 million per year on eBay.com for listings with the keyword sunglasses. In fact, glasses owned by celebrities dominate the highest price successful listings. For example, I found a pair from Michael Jackson's Victory Tour, which were worth $8,000, and sunglasses from The Hangover were worth $10,000. Those are impressive sales, but the most valuable item I found last year belongs to a pair of sunglasses owned by Elvis Presley. In this case, the seller was able to provide a letter of authenticity and photos, and the listing sold for $12,000.
Whoa.
Now, most sellers probably won't come across such exclusive items while sourcing. So here are some more general tips. The most frequently searched for brand for women is Versace, while men prefer Oakley. eBay shoppers love vintage styles, and keywords like cat eye and spy can raise your success rate. This is Matt Brossard, reporting from TerraPeak.com, eBay Market Research, to increase your online sales.
Thank you,
Now back
Matt.
To Griffin Lee.
It is so much fun to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. It's great to hear from you guys, too.
Hey, it's great for you to come on. Thank you so much, Matt. We appreciate it. Lots of things happening at TerraPeak, huh?
Indeed.
All kinds of new things. Yeah, I went on the site the other day, and gosh, you're all teamed up with product sourcing and all kinds of stuff. So we've been talking about that on the show as well. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate your participation. Hello, Griff.
Hi, I'm here.
We're back. Boy, what a show so far, huh?
Yeah, it's been great.
Wow. Are you feeling any better, honey?
Of course not. Mm. I just took some more pills, so my words may become slightly slurred.
What are you taking?
Oh, you know, the over-the-counter stuff to stop you from coughing.
Yeah.
Which is working. In many ways, more ways than one.
Oh, good.
Mm.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm back on the same regimen I was on in June, you know, because I went to urgent care Sunday. So,
oh dear.
I feel much better today, though. Thank God.
That's
they helped
good.
Me.
This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Call us, pretty please, 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com. Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 334.
Negotiating at estate sales and swap meets is a good thing. That according to Tim Chapman, who's known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service.
Some people think negotiating, you know, they don't like negotiating and gets nervous, that type of thing. But negotiating is good, and it's part of what we do. Because very often when you go to buy something, the person doesn't really know the value. They got it from a storage unit or, you know, they're at the estate sale. If they didn't look it up or whatever. So if they say, well, I want $100 for this, and you go, okay, I'll give you $100. And they're thinking to themselves, oh, wait a minute. I think I sold it too low. So part of negotiating is, even if it is a good price, try to get a little.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales. Your call is a, well, it's a lighthouse beacon in a sea of dead air at 888-RADIO-30. I don't think we've had much dead air this show.
No, we have not.
But, you know, we've been known
to... It can happen any minute, so stick around.
Yeah, we can serve up a big heaping helping of some dead air if you want that.
You got it.
888-723-4630.
Yes. Mm. So, Griff, can you go to page 16 of the stuff we sent you over?
I might.
This is the 9 success habits of wealthy people that cost nothing.
What?
Yes.
Really? Something for nothing?
Yes. Here's what's going on.
Even the duck is excited.
They interviewed a bunch of people and did just tons of research on this. If you ever looked at maybe in your earlier days, you probably don't now because you're a successful person, but you'll look at really successful people, really successful, the Bill Gates of the world, and you say, how did they get that way? What made them so successful? And you think they know secrets that you don't know.
Vision.
But there are 9 habits that have placed these people on the top.
Is there time for people our age to adopt these habits?
Yes.
No, brother.
And they're free.
Okay.
So you want to do number 1?
Yeah, because I like this one. Wealthy people meditate. Ray Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associates, told the Huffington Post in 2013 that meditation, more than anything in my life, is the biggest ingredient of whatever success I've had. Dalio is not alone. Oprah, Rupert Murdoch, Russell Simmons, Arianna Huffington, and Bill Ford have all attributed a huge component to their success to meditation, taking care of your body and mind by relaxing, exercising, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep are always ways to improve your chances of success. And when we talk about meditation, it can be just as simple as, you know, that quiet, just relax, close your eyes, let your mind go blank.
I take myself to my pretty place.
A pretty place.
Yes, it's a little bridge that I walk over, and there are flowers waiting on the other side of the little bridge that goes over a creek. And I first smell a gardenia, and I can actually smell a rose first. Can actually make myself smell it. Then I smell the gardenia. Then the carnations I remember as a kid. You don't have to do much. It can only be a minute or two, but meditation has proven very important to successful people.
Yes, and I do it regularly. I've been doing it all my life.
The number 2 thing is wealthy people wake up early. You told us the other day, Griff, you wake up early.
4 o'clock every morning.
President Obama, Richard Branson, Jack Dorsey, Larry Schultz, Tim Cook, Xerox CEO Ursula Burns are all known to be early risers. Now, how has this contributed to their success? Well, early risers are able to start their days ahead of everyone else. They respond to others first. They exercise. They find some personal time. Early risers also tend to be happier and are more proactive. I told you all these things are free. It just depends on to what degree you want to do them.
Did you know that wealthy people network?
Yes.
Successful people realize the importance of networking. In fact, research has found that networking can lead to people performing better at work and increasing the chance of landing a job. Networking helps successful people be more innovative. According to Dale Carnegie's classic, How to Win Friends and Influence People, successful people rarely complain how to criticize. Or criticize. They are sincere and try to be empathetic.
All right, we're going to stop down for now, and we're going to read the rest of these in the next hour.
Yeah.
But they're, you see what I mean? They're really good things that every single one of us can adopt. But first, it's time to go to Helen in Rainier, Oregon, known on eBay as Summer Toad. Hey, Helen, what's your question or comment?
Well, I just have one thing to say, and that is, methinks there is not enough gadzookery on this show.
Really?
Gadzookery,
there's not enough gadzookery on this show?
Not enough.
No. Not enough.
And what does gadzookery mean?
It means that if someone like me were to write a novel set in the 15th century,
I would put in a lot of words that don't belong there.
Right.
It's use of archaic words or expressions.
Gadzooks.
Right.
So,
but you're using them wrongly.
Exactly. So you won the prize today.
Yes, you did.
What did she win, Griff?
Let me see. She's won a mesh eBay tote bag, bucket bag. All you have to do is send me your shipping address to griff@ebay.com, and
awesome.
I will ship
Thank
that out to you
much.
Very quickly.
And what?
I bet you will.
And what do you sell on eBay, my dear?
Oh, I'm one of those miscellaneous sellers. I sell a lot of coffee mugs, some women's clothes, things I get at estate sales, and I like selling needlework type stuff, too.
Any particular coffee mugs?
Well, of course, the ones that start with S, the Starbucks ones.
They're collectible.
I recently purged a bunch of my coffee mugs that I thought were perfectly good, but evidently nobody shopping on eBay.
Oh, dear.
But I'm going in for more of the specialty ones, the ones with, like, art stuff on them and, you know.
You know what sold real fast for me? One of those, you know, when you go, like, to the Nixon Library and you buy a coffee mug inside the coffee shop. This one had that famous picture of Nixon and Elvis when Elvis visited the Oval Office.
Oh, wow.
Had a picture of that. I sold immediately.
Mm.
Well, you know what I sold? My best mug sale recently where I bought four hot buttered rum mugs. They were that white nut glass and on a little pedestal.
Yeah.
And they were from Trader Vic's. They had the Trader Vic's little tiki logo on there, and it said hot buttered rum. And I was going to sell all four of them as a group, and then I got some advice from one of the Facebook groups.
And you sold them singularly. Hey, thank you, Helen. Send that email to Griff.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Campaign Go. Coming up, marketing your listings here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com. If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.